Castle Museum. Continuing ahead into Tower Street, on your left you will see Clifford's Tower. The safest place to cross over here is by the traffic lights, and this will take you to Castle Museum on your right. Her Story Exhibition, refreshment stop. Violet Rogers Vlaugh. Violet Vlaugh was the first woman curator of York Castle Museum. She worked alongside Dr. John Kirk, whose collection of bygones opened as the Castle Museum in 1938. When Dr. Kirk died in 1940, Violet ran the museum into the late 1940s. She was one of the first women to achieve the museum's association diploma. After the war, a new male curator was appointed and Violet was forced to take a pay cut. She left the museum, having contributed hugely to its success. Violet said, "When I came in 1938, the doctor was beginning to get rather uneasy. He had a weak heart and a wary eye on the progress of Hitler. In almost his first conversation with me, he said, 'I'm going to die soon, girl, and there's going to be a war. If I don't get my museum opened first, it will never be opened. We've got to hurry.'" Kate Atkinson. Kate Atkinson's first novel, Behind the Scenes at the Museum, won both the 1995 Book of the Year and First Novel Whitbread Book Awards, and was dramatised for radio in 2000. The book grew out of short stories she wrote while working in a variety of jobs to make ends meet. It was inspired by a dream she had about walking around the Castle Museum, York, where the exhibits in the street scenes came to life. As a student, she was denied a doctorate from Dundee University, but said, "Your life is made by the failures in it, not the successes." Later, the university offered her an honorary degree, but she politely refused.